Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights. And climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
There used to be widespread belief that graveyards, especially older graveyards, overgrown for a lack of care, forgotten, and stuck out in the middle of nowhere, were haunted. Ghosts of the departed reside there, waiting to pounce on any unwary passerby. Graveyards were to be avoided at all costs, especially after dark. The folklore of the South is loaded with tales of haunted graveyards. There is, for instance, the well-known case of the small cemetery just off Main Avenue in Irwin, Tennessee. It's supposedly the home of the ghost of a monstrous hobo carrying a long, sharp knife. He waits for a victim to enter his territory in the dead of night. Of course, these aren't the only stories of haunted cemeteries in the South. In this episode, you will learn about the Black Aggie. Black Aggies are apparitions of dead witches climbing out of their graves to haunt the living. Nearly any graveyard of size, in the city, town, or the country, has at least one Black Aggie lurking among the tombstones, maybe even two. Sometimes a Black Aggie is not a ghost at all. The most famous Black Aggie was supposed to haunt Druid Hill Cemetery in Baltimore, Maryland. After newspaper publisher Felix Angus died in the 1920s, his tombstone featured the statue of a small black angel resting on top of the monument. According to local legend, the angel's eyes would glow red at midnight, and other ghosts in the graveyard would gather around the Black Aggie. It was also said that no grass would grow in the shadow of the statue, and if a pregnant woman wandered by, she would miscarry. The statue became something of a tourist attraction and caused quite a stir. Finally, to prevent desecration, the Angus family had the statue removed in 1967 and then gave it to the Smithsonian Institution. Though the museum has not put the statue on display, we can only wonder why. Do ghosts really haunt graveyards? There are some who say no. One of those is the late psychic Lena Jones. She said that there is no such thing as ghosts in graveyards. Only the dust is there. The spirits are somewhere else. Lena may be right, but when imagination comes into play on a dark, moonless night, logic, much like the Black Aggie, flies out the window. Take, for example, the old tale of a nightly encounter with a graveyard and a ghost. It's a story that originated in Greene County, Tennessee. A young man and his older grandfather was once walking along a dark country road late at night. There was no moon to light the way, although there was a smattering of pale light from the thousands of stars scattered overhead. The old man was quite feeble, and he limped along with the aid of a cane. He had to be very careful not to misstep on the ruts in the road and trip and fall. He only wished that he had the agility of his grandson. Although they had begun their journey in the afternoon while the sun was still high, the old man's frequent need for rest had extended their trip much longer than planned. The grandfather was often out of breath and had to sit down to regain his strength. His patient grandson, although anxious to reach their destination, would sit with him by the side of the road until the old man was ready to continue on. The last thing in the world that he wanted to do was leave the old man alone. Around midnight, the grandfather ran out of breath again, and he plopped down on a large boulder by the side of the road. His grandson joined him on a nearby rock. The young man looked around and suddenly noticed that there were many curious white stones near the side of the road. all about the same size, and curiously shaped with rounded tops, almost as if fashioned by human hands. Strange, he thought to himself. What oddly shaped rocks. I wonder how they got here. His question was soon answered when a glowing, translucent figure joined the pair and sat down on a rock beside them. There don't seem to be but three of us out here tonight, the ghost commented. One quick look and the young fellow leaped to his feet. He suddenly realized that a cemetery skirted the road at the point. A grandfather, who had also seen the ghost, was trying to struggle to his feet. Yes, but there ain't going to be but two of you in a minute, the boy shouted back at the apparition. He took off like a shot, disregarding his grandfather's appeals not to be left behind. As the grandson ran down the road, he surprised a rabbit hurrying along. The animal was in the way and was certainly not running fast enough for the boy. Get out of there, rabbit! The grandson shouted as he passed the scurrying animal like it was standing still. Let somebody run that can run! It was 5 long miles to home, but the terrified boy made it in record time. Just as he reached home and tried to close the door after him, he felt someone pushing against it. The terrible thought crossed his mind that it might be the ghost behind him. Then he heard his grandfather's feeble voice say, "Don't slam the door in your poor old grandpappy's face, son." A police officer working in Johnson City, Tennessee, told the following little story about his grandfather's experience with a rural graveyard by the Tiger Creek area of Carter County. Grandfather, when he was courting, used to ride horseback. He had been to see my grandmother. They had been to church. In fact, they had met each other for the first time at church. He was on his way home after dark on horseback. He was riding past a cemetery on a hill. As he came through the little stretch of road, he saw what appeared to be a very attractive young lady run across the road right in front of him and the horse. The young lady was completely nude. She made no sounds, didn't say anything, as she ran off into the laurel thicket to the side of the road. At the sight, his horse reared up and tried to throw him off. He got the horse under control, dismounted, and yelled into the direction where she had disappeared, but he got no reply. Since it was dark, he did not attempt to go off into the laurel thicket after her, and he never knew for certain if it was a real lady or something else. But he was sure about what he saw.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word, or daddy has to fight off a zombie herd. Once that zombie herd is dead, daddy has to hack off the devil's head. And if that devil's head gets hacked, daddy has to hunt down a werewolf pack. Daddy has to take on a